The Yankees and the Cubs at Wrigley as Aroldis Chapman getting his World Series ring, and I guess him and Joe Maddon are cool now. Let's pick it up, bottom one, the MVP at the plate.
Chris Bryant drives one in the air to deep right. Back goes Judge near the wall. That's got a chance. Gone! Chris Bryant homering into right field. Cubs lead 1-0.
And the bases will be loaded.
Cubs keep the infield back. Headley, a switch hitter now, turns around about right-handed. He hits a fly ball to right. Hayward is there. He's going to glove it. Tagging at third is Castro. The throw toward the plate. And out at the plate. A collision. Contreras shaken up. Contreras, he gets to his feet. He held on to the ball. And maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him. Kyle Schwarber drills one in the air, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone. Kyle Schwarber with a rocket to the seats in right. Welcome to the booth, Joe.
Yeah, see, I sit down, I open my mouth, and the Cubs get a home run. That's what I like to hear.
That's dang good timing, bud.
That's perfect timing. That makes up for me bouncing it in on that first pitch today. I don't know.
Tying run at the plate, two down, top of the ninth inning. And the 3-1 pitch, very high ball four. And now the tying run is at first. And Brett Gardner coming up for the Yankees. Left-handed batter waits. The 2-2 from Rondon. Swung on, hit in the air to right field, deep and all the way back and gone. A home run for Brett Gardner. And the Yankees have taken a 3-2 lead. Now the Cubs are down to their last strike. Now the 0-2 pitch by Chapman. Baez will swing and miss. Strike three and the ball game is over. And the Yankees have beaten the Cubs in game one of the weekend series.
The Yankees stunned the Cubs with a 3-2 win as Brett Gardner drills his third career go-ahead home run with two outs in the ninth. But the first of those three with the Yankees trailing. The Cubs lose for the first time in 153 games when entering the ninth inning with a lead of at least two runs. With lights-out closer Wade Davis unavailable, Joe Maddon watched on as Hector Rondon gave up a go-ahead three-run homer in the ninth inning to Brett Gardner, with the Cubs just one strike away from a shutout victory. Here is the Chicago skipper on Friday's gut-wrenching loss to the Yankees.
Great baseball game. If you've been here all week, you've been seeing some good ball. They got us at the end. Give them credit. Nothing was routine in the air today. There was some really adventurous fly balls. We battled well. We had an opportunity at the end, and they got us.
Contreras obviously stayed in the game, so he was okay. But
yeah,
a little concerned concussion-wise.
I didn't know. I didn't even know. Did you see the replay? Did he get hit badly in the head? I couldn't even tell. Yeah, when he first went down, I wasn't sure. And then as he was responding, you could see that he seemed like he was pretty good. So as of right now, nothing.
Joe, any thought of maybe bunting Russell along there in the ninth?
No. It's very difficult to bunt against Aroldis Chapman. I challenge anybody in this room to go up there and attempt, especially if you're left on left, to bunt the baseball against him. Yeah, I mean, we were short in the bullpen tonight. That was his game, or this afternoon. From the side, looked like he had really good stuff. It's just a really unfortunate choice or where he threw it on that pitch. I mean, that's probably the only pitch that Gardner could have hit out, and we gave it to him. And that happens. You know, that's what happens in our game sometimes. And otherwise, I thought he had a good fastball. He made some good pitches. I thought once again the umpire had a ball zone. I mean, it's just one of those things. That's twice this week we've been victimized by really tight strike zones. I know it works both ways, but I really thought that had some impact on the game.
You see some progress with Kyle again today, Hendricks?
Yeah. I mean, he's looking the same over the last couple outings in a good way. I mean, there's nothing better, nothing worse. He's looking, you know, pretty good. I still think there's another level there left, and I'm pretty very pleased.
Does anything Hayward does surprise you anymore? I mean, you save you guys, I think, lose three runs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, everything, that's the whole point. Everybody always looks at batting averages and things to that nature, and this guy's such a good baseball player that he does, even if he doesn't get a hit, he contributes in some way. And not only that, you don't even see what he does on the bench. He's always engaged with everybody on the bench. He always has something positive to say or pick somebody up. He does all that stuff. He's a pro's pro.
Joe, you use
Davis in the 8-3 game against Philadelphia. I know you used to, because are you in that moment, are you thinking about what could happen later in the week, or is it only about that moment? He hadn't pitched in a few days.
No, it wasn't about that. We had nobody left. He had a pitch. Some days you're just stuck with guys that have to pitch. It had nothing to do with him having days off and then forcing him into a game. We had nobody left. He had a pitch.
I know you guys obviously saw Chapman last year, but the way that he went about that last at-bat to Baez with the two sliders and then the fastball in, can you even look slider when you're trying to face him?
Oh, it's hard to do that. I mean, you can sell out to it. Then, you know, of course, if he throws you a fastball, it's probably you're not going to have any chance. It's just hard mentally to go up there knowing the guy's throwing right around 100 and that you look for something softer, then you have no chance. Sometimes you do, you have a much better chance of looking for a fastball and adjusting down. Just looking for the slider and getting a fastball is a very difficult way to go. We hit the chopper that kind of had a lot of top spin on. That was, I think that ground ball is actually affected by the wind too, to Headley at third base. Chappie had good stuff today.
Joe, when you made the decision not to use Davis today, accepting a short-term, possible short-term hit?
There was no decision. I mean, he was down.
Right.
Yeah, there was 3 days in a row. So, right. there was no method other than to give him a day rest.
Sure.
Right. I mean, there was no debate, discussion. He's down.
Right, but I guess there's a calculation there, right, that he's, I mean, you'll get a long-term gain, not forcing him in there.
Oh, of course. I mean, you don't want to put him out there. Right. I mean, this time of the year, you're not going to do that to him. Absolutely not.
Jordan Montgomery squares off with Brett Anderson on Saturday.